Hey, what's up? I'm Brad McCallum out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
And I'm Bob Tompkins out of Anderson, South Carolina. And this is the Bob and Brad Show.
This week, we're talking about the five things that you can do for your business right now while quarantined.
That's right. That's right. So hopefully this is stuff that can help you guys as you're trying to build your business in the midst of COVID-19.
Absolutely. There is so many things that are unknown, so many things that are out of control. And because of that, I don't know if you're like me, Bob, but the last week I've been totally deer in headlights.
I've been a little bit out of it. I didn't know exactly how to respond. I told everybody last week, I think I drank more beer Monday and Tuesday than I had in a long time. So yeah.
I had a whiskey Coke at like 11 a.m. yesterday. Not bad.
My time's completely messed up. I mean, you know, all these systems that I put in place and had a schedule that was pretty consistent every single week. And now it's just completely screwed. People that follow me, they might not know who you are. And people that follow you might not know who I am. So why don't we introduce ourselves first to everybody?
Let's do it. Like I said, I'm Brad. I'm out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. My sort of claim to fame in the whole video real estate world is I do listing videos at a high level. But I don't hire a videographer. That's not been my MO. I actually started about a year and a half, 2 years ago, by investing into a good camera, a good gimbal, the equipment, spending my evenings, my weekends on YouTube, trying to figure out how to shoot, edit, build all those, kind of create those cool, sexy videos. And it's absolutely blown up for my business. I went from a year ago having three or four listings to my market starting to notice what I was doing, to making relationships with clients and high net worth individuals. And now I'm up to 24 listings and counting. And despite this tough market, we're still getting calls all the time because of that video business.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm Bob Tompkins, with, Remax Moves in Greenville, South Carolina. And, kind of like Brad, I mean, I do a ton of video, but my stuff's a little bit different. When I first got started, my end goal was to be more of a local celebrity to bring in business as opposed to just focusing on listings.
Instead, you turned out to be like an international celebrity.
Is what ended up happening because of music videos.
Yeah.
So obviously a lot of people may know the Old Town Realtor video. And then I had Bob Never Broke My Heart that came after that. So a couple music videos that I think combined have had right at 1.3 million views. Ooh. Between the two of them. So lots of views between those. But what I really pride myself in is the sheer volume of video that I put out, in my local community, which last year I put out like 170 unique videos. So ton of stuff. I hire my videographer for the big ones, but then I do the weekly stuff on my own.
So. Yeah. And so I think that's some of the things that, if, like, looking at how the industry is probably going to change in the next 6 or 9 months, so many agents are going to be pulling back on their advertising and their investing. They're going to be probably putting less into their listings for fear of the fact that, hey, like, just realistically, there's less likelihood of it maybe selling in the short term. And so I've always taken this approach that if you can practice even at an adequate level, like you have some familiarity with working an app and editing video there, or a laptop at home, get some basic functionality and you're going to be able to still produce content. You're going to use this time to actually upgrade your skills and you're going to be able to have a completely different looking business 3-4 months from now than what so many other agents, the remaining agents in this game, will have.
Right. And I mean, a lot of people, they don't like to think about this. I mean, they don't like to say they're taking advantage of a bad time. But the thing is successful people do. They come out of hardship. That's why, you know, what fire refines gold and pressure creates diamonds. In these instances of like turmoil, that's where the successful people are going to rise up. So it's trying to take this situation and make the best of it, even though it's not a good situation.
For sure. You know, like I'm like anyone else. I want to help my community. I want to do all that stuff. But I've got a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old home. And I've had, you know, a couple of bad sleeps this last week, just wondering how I'm going to take care of them. So a big part of this is not, I don't think, being selfish. This is being realistic. Like, we got to take care of our families. We got to adapt to these changing times. And the opportunity for me that I see is like, I've already been in a really terrible economic market. In Calgary, like, we've been really depressed by the oil. Now there's been a recent oil shock again. That's really scary. And there's parts of like Texas and the southern states now that are going to experience sort of the same realities we've been dealing with. That's scary. The opportunity for agents, though, is that in bad times, that's when you have the best opportunity for you to create new relationships. Because when every home that sells is just sells because there's a sign in the yard, there's low inventory and too many buyers and all that stuff. Well, guess what? They don't need you. They can go with their niece. They can go with their nephew, the guy who just joined the market. They can go with their buddy that they play golf with.
Yeah.
But people right now are looking for real solutions. And so now's the time to differentiate yourself. So that's, are we ready? Should we get into
it? Yeah, let's do it.
Let's jump in. These are the five things that we kind of came about. And this is based on the idea that so many of you can't do open houses. So many of you are limited on your showings down to maybe one or two a week. There's so much uncertainty in the market. So tons of us right now have a lot of time at home. Maybe you're even quarantined like I am, who cannot legally leave the house for 6 days. And there's an actual order that if anyone sees me leaving, they can call the police and I can get criminal charges against me. That's how it is in Calgary right now. So under that context of being stuck at home and feeling like, what can we do?
And the context that we're video content creators.
Absolutely. So what can we do?
So what we're saying, you can't do this if you don't do video. That's a huge, huge preface to this. You need to be doing video. Absolutely. And these are things you can be doing.
So number one, Bob, evergreen content. What does that mean? Yeah. What's evergreen?
So evergreen content can mean a couple different things. And we talked a little bit about this earlier before we got on the Zoom, about how evergreen content can be stuff for your community that works no matter the time of year or what year it is. And then you've also got evergreen content that you can give to people during a transaction to where it's more specific to what they're dealing with at the present time. So, yeah. I mean, you deal a lot with this. Being a YouTuber, you see more of it than I do.
Well, I would say really you can think of evergreen content. A lot of people will think of evergreen content maybe as just purely external. So let's talk about first about external. So that's stuff for the public. That's going to be things that go on YouTube. And so basically, if you type in your city's name into Google, you will see like the top 10 searches about your city. It'll be like, oh, moving to Calgary, Alberta. Cost of living, Calgary, Alberta, Calgary versus Edmonton, Calgary versus Vancouver. Yep. All those search results in that first are, you should have a video on your YouTube channel, which is also something you should have as a YouTube channel, but you should have a video on your channel with that term in the terminology that people are using to search for it. So what's the cost of living in Calgary? Well, that's the title of your video, right? Just so you're addressing it right away. If people know that, hey, that's the question I already have. This guy's got the answer in the video. So that's like an external way. And really that's, I think what people would want to do is go to a guy like Malcolm Lawson, go to Karen Carr, go to Christina Smallhorn. These are three agents. And there's many more, like Ken Pozek in our group is awesome for this as well. But like, go to these agents and look at their top viewed videos. And it's not always some sexy, high quality production. Lots of times it's just high value content for someone who's wanting to move to that city. And so they pick up a lot of people that move there. So that's your external content, but then there's internal evergreen content that you can use. And this is content. So once open houses start picking up again, you already have these little pieces to help convert the leads that come in off the street. So for example, I have a 30-minute tutorial that I created about a year ago called the Ultimate Home Buyer Masterclass. And it just breaks down, it just takes someone who's a cold lead, like you talk to them at an open house and they're like, yeah, we're thinking about getting into the market. We've never bought a home before. And you're like, cool. Hey, would you find this valuable to have a 30-minute home buyer masterclass? It's going to break down the whole process from you. It doesn't commit you to working with me at all. I'd love to just send it to you and get your thoughts on it. Cause I spent a lot of time working on it. Curious what you think. People will almost always say yes. And when that lead calls you back and reaches back out to you, you've given them so much value already that they're in love with you for it. So, and then there's some other styles of internal content that you can create. that's going to be around after this virus and after things start to get back to normal? What kind of content is that?
You know, the things that people can be doing, they can create videos that are specific to an inspection on their house to inform the buyer of, hey, you know, you've got an inspection going on this week. This is kind of what to expect. You can do that regarding appraisals, regarding somebody's home search and how that's going to play out. Yeah. That way you're not having to have these one-on-one conversations all the time over and over and over and over again. And you can provide that content to your clients. Now, of course, this isn't something that I do right now. This is something that I plan to start doing during the, you know, the pandemic, but it's not something that I've personally implemented into my business yet.
And so we know some other amazing agents that have done this and we've seen the videos. They don't have to be highly complex. Mm-hmm. It's just that 30 to 90 second range that just answers those common questions, the same conversation that we have at each step in the real estate transaction process, from everything from, hey, we set up that search for you for homes, to, hey, we got an accepted offer on that place, whether you're a buyer or seller. So you create seller videos and buyer videos. And the reason we're having this conversation is because if you're using video in your business, you're probably gaining a lot of business already, which means you don't have any time to be building this kind of this foundation for a solid business, right?
Right.
And now we all of a sudden have the time and we can, you know, freak out and leave, you know, and you know, hole up, or we can use this as an opportunity to take that business and make it stronger, right? So evergreen content, that's the first thing that we would suggest everyone work on. Next thing I would say is, it's boring, but it's so important, it's just Sphere.
Yeah. Sphere outreach is a huge thing. But it's, you've got so much time to do it now. You know, one of the things that I always complain about in my business is not having the time to pick up my phone and text people back, give people a call, because I'm so busy dealing with what's making money now.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have the time. And, you know, some people complain about it because they're like, Bob, I texted you 2 days ago and you haven't gotten back to me. And it's like, man, I've been dealing with so many other things, you know, and I'm looking out for my family first. But Sphere outreach is huge for real estate agents, and the people that do it well tend to control their markets.
That's right.
So the fact that we have time is huge right now.
That's right. And I think the other thing with Sphere outreach, especially when it relates to video, is for years now, we've all been told, use Zoom, use Loom, use BombBomb, use whatever service you want to. But right now, more than anything, when people are isolated from human contact, Zoom is off the charts right now. It's hard to connect to Facebook Live. Everyone everywhere is using it because people are craving that sort of personal touch, that personal message. So if you're an agent that's using video and you have not yet sent out just that simple video of saying, even if your message is just like, listen, this isn't even real estate related, guys. I just know that I've got a lot of the same concerns that you do. But I also might have some answers for you if you have some things there. You know, if you need some help somewhere, if there's something that we could do, let us know. Like whatever it is, or even just a smile and say, hey, man, hope you're doing well. Hope things are going well. Like
I will say,
20 seconds.
I will say the thing that I'm frustrated the most is I switched to a Google Pixel like a year ago. And I'm frustrated because more than ever, I've wanted to be able to use FaceTime to be able to interact with people. And I can't because I changed cell phones. So it's, you know, that sucks. But, you know, so being able to FaceTime people, I mean, is awesome. It's so much better than just a phone call because you actually get to see their face. You see their expressions. Sure.
And there's now more than ever, I think people are looking for anyone around them because I'm a big believer in this. I'm a huge believer in the human spirit. So as dark and gloomy as maybe the next few months appear, I believe that the human spirit once again will triumph and that people are going to get tired, exhausted of the negativity and start to look for signs of hope, right? Like, man, this glass has still a sip left in it. Like it doesn't even have to be half full anymore. It can be like just a little bit left, but people will see that as being a good thing rather than not.
And I mean, this isn't necessarily real estate specific, but I think as far as the human experience, it's probably pretty important. Is right now is a really tough time for a lot of people. I mean, people are wondering how they're going to pay their mortgages. They're wondering, you know, they're probably having fights in their house with their spouses. You know, things aren't easy. So the ability to reach out to your sphere and just to check in with them, this isn't a time to like try and sell. if you're reaching out to them and you're just being able to give them a human connection, something that shows them that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that, you know, there's friendships that are still available in the midst of, you know, hardship, I think that's really powerful right now. And it does set you apart from other people in the industry.
For sure. And there's like, I know, I'm not sure what it's like in your market, but as the days pass by, there are little ways to get relief if you are under distress. So in our market, there's ways to actually defer mortgage payments for up to 6 months. There's different programs that are out there. And a lot of times, like, we're all busy, we're all fearful, we're all this stuff. So people will hear this stuff on the news, but they won't have actually, they won't know what the next actionable step is, because the news has just, you know, moved on to the next thing. That's an opportunity for us to come in and say, hey, listen, guys, I know I already emailed you earlier this week. This just came out. And I know for if you're like me and you've got concerns about the future, you might want to just start taking these steps right now. Or here's a resource where you can reach out to. They can provide mortgage relief over the next few months if you have some concerns of that. Just wanted to make sure that you knew where to go for that information, right? It's not about them selling their home or buying. I'm a true believer in attraction marketing. So I really think you actually never have to ask anyone if you're doing it right. You never have to ask anyone if they want to buy a home or want to sell a home. They will see you, you know, as an authority in your community. They'll see the work that you're doing for your clients. They'll hear about you from those friends, and they'll be reaching out to you. So you don't have to sell at this time. If someone wants to know the price of their home, they're going to be calling you or replying to that email about that relief package or what businesses are still open or what they can do to help out or where they can go if they need help. They'll reply to you if they need to sell or if they want to buy.
Right. Absolutely. So, okay.
Let's talk about that. We talked a little bit. I know a lot of people are talking about supporting local businesses. So let's keep it short on that one. Even though I think it's super important, why is it so important, Bob?
I mean, because these local economies are the backbone of really both America and Canada. I mean, local businesses, if they go out, you know, then you're only relying on the big players. And I mean, that sucks. Like, because small business owners, they're going to contribute to the local economy, keep everybody afloat. They're going to employ people. Local businesses are huge for a ton of different reasons. But the reason we need to support them is because as real estate agents, we tend to be a voice for a lot of these companies that they don't have the budget to, you know, put an advertisement out. Yeah. You know, they can't be on your TV, you know, on your Hulu ads, like, you know, Chili's can. So they, you know, you're helping them do something that they can't do on their own. And especially right now when a lot of them, especially food and bev, which is where I came from, you know, having worked in food service, you've got a lot of these people that are laying off employees, whether it's temporarily or permanently, you know, they're out of a job, and these people need to be supported really now more than ever.
That's right. And like, so even though, I think even though that the whole small business world is going to look different, and 100%, the reality is that we're coming out of this thing with a lot less, I think, of small businesses in our communities. There's going to be a lot that we'll have to close the doors, and this will probably take a few years to even come back from. But if we want our communities to bounce back as quick as possible, then each of us can do our part. And one thing that agents often do, especially agents that are involved in video, is we have audiences. Mm-hmm. So it's a platform, right? And it's a platform that we can use right now to support those companies, or we can use our platform right now to destroy our businesses by sending out the wrong messages, right? So supporting local business is great, man. Okay, the next thing, and this is one that I think you do really, really well. It's number four, adapting your content.
Well, thanks, Brad. So this is the one that I have actually been able to implement. And so far, I mean, we've only been dealing with this for like, you know, a couple weeks. This isn't something that's been, you know, present for a long time. But whenever there's situations like this that happen, we have to be able to think through what content do we put out? What content do people expect from us? And how can we shift that to meet, you know, the present circumstance? Mm-hmm. And for me, because the videos I did, I mean, I have three that I do every week. So I do a hump day giveaway where I give away a gift card every single week. And then I do a Foodie Fridays and a Beer of the Week. Well, Foodie Fridays, we go to different restaurants, and Beer of the Week, we promote a local beer shop. Well, bars and restaurants are shut down. So two of my three videos have been completely compromised. So we've had to completely rethink, you know, what we're doing with those. And with the Foodie Fridays, what we decided to do was, instead of going to restaurants, showing people how to cook meals from home. Because we bring a lot of video equipment around, and it's kind of tough to stay sanitary if we're going into a restaurant with all this different equipment. And we can't sit down and dine. We'd have to take the food home. It just made more sense to be able to say, what are people dealing with? They're dealing with cooking from home. And a lot of people are dependent on restaurants because they don't know how to cook. So how can we, you know, just give them a little piece of information to help them get through, the next month or two, hopefully the next month or two.
Yeah.
And then the beer of the week, we just, we changed that to be like, hey, now they can do kind of curbside and pickup, but they can't do dine-in. So, how can we promote people to come by the shop to keep the business afloat to where they can still, people are still going to drink. That's one thing I learned when I was in a bar, when I worked in a bar, was that whether it's good times or bad times, people make a budget to drink because they're either celebrating or they're trying to forget something. So people are still going to go get alcohol. And it's like, hey, how can we, give them the resources to know how they can get that? Because a lot of people here, bars are shut down and they just feel like they can't go, they can't get that release if it's something they're looking for. So, that's the way we've adapted that content. Of course, there's different ways to do a bunch of things, but I know it's probably a lot tougher on your end being, primarily a listing video agent.
Well, yeah, no, we've been working on a kind of trying to map that out. I think two things that you were talking about there, which is important about adapting your content, is one is you need to keep doing it. You need to be consistent with it, because one thing that has been interrupted for everyone is their weekly routines, right? Like their kids are now at home. They're not going to school. They're either working from home or they're out of work right now. Whatever it is, any signs of consistency or routine is like super welcome to people. So if they expect you every Friday to put out a beer of the week, they're going to love that because it's something to look for. It's something that's normal in this world that's no longer normal, which I think is really cool. But even for myself, like adapting my content, like we've got a couple of videos that we're just dropping right now on like really nice $1 million tours. Well, the message sounds a little bit tone deaf if we're not recognizing the fact that we've got these this real present thing that's going to affect the real estate market. It already has. So it's not that we can stop marketing for our clients or that we can stop creating that kind of content. But the power of our message is going to get lost. And a big part of the hole in my business is not doing that community content and that local business content. That's something I haven't done really well. And one of my big reservations for it has always been like, what's the point of just talking about the local donut shop or the local coffee shop or this? Like, I get it, but I'm in a city of a million people. Where do I even start? Like, it just seemed overwhelming to me. And like, it was content without a mission. And right. It was just to maybe entertain or something. But now that there's actually a mission behind what all of us are trying to do, which is support our communities, have them be able to bounce back. Now that there's a mission and a purpose behind it, talking about our communities and talking about our local businesses, it couldn't be more important. So even though I'm in a quarantine for 6 more days, what we're starting to do is reach out to those businesses and saying, hey, listen, I can create fire videos. Can I make one for you? Would you find it helpful? What can we do? Can I tell your story? Are you willing to sit down in front of a camera? Are you willing to even just do something like this where we're on a Zoom and just talk about what's going on? And give me 2 minutes of your time and then aggregate all the craft brewers into one video and put it out in your community, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, no. And one thing that I think that you said that's super important is talking about you don't want to come across tone deaf right now.
Yeah.
And if you continued to produce the content in the same way that you were before, and I did continue to do the same thing I was before, we'd come across completely tone deaf. And I've seen this quite a bit with agents, and I'm going to pick on them here for a second. People that are putting out, even if it's not a video, if they're putting out messages, it's like, hey, I'm still doing open houses. Hey, and which, by the way, 8 days ago, I did that. before I thought this was as serious as it actually is.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, I'm talking to myself when I say this, is putting out the content where you're like, hey, I'm still doing open houses. I'm still available for showings. When this is over and done with, you know, you pray to God that this doesn't happen. But if there ends up being, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 people in your respective country that have passed away from this, the fact that you put out stuff that encouraged the spread of the disease does not look good, especially if you end up contracting it. You know, God forbid that happened, but if you do end up contracting this and you've been out participating in regular activities, doing business as usual, and I've seen so many people say that it's business as usual, and it's not business as usual. It can come across the wrong way and can really hurt your business in the long term if you choose to be tone deaf right now.
Yeah. And you know what, just a small aside from what we're talking about, but on that point, I've seen this a lot in different realtor Facebook groups and chats and stuff where someone is genuinely concerned for their family, their livelihood, their market, whether the homes that they do have sold will close even, the way showings have dried up. And then they put that concern in a post, and some jerk below it is like, really? I got like four offers today on a property and working three closings this week. And it's like, okay, fantastic. Right. Are you going to share? Like, what are you going to do? Like,
right.
It makes me sick to my stomach to see someone like just lacking that sort of human connection.
They don't have the empathy for the situation. Yeah.
Like, and you know, to say, you know what, there's still hope. I've got a couple of offers out of nowhere I wasn't expecting, and it's going to help us get through this. I hope the same thing for you. You know, just keep doing what you can do. That's a positive message to share, right? So I know we're thinking about our local communities, but think about our real estate community, our video community. And I will say the video community amongst realtors seems to be like the quality of people and humans here seem to be so much higher than just the regular real estate community.
Well, I think, again, you know, we've kind of been through kind of being talked down by other agents before.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody that does video when they first started doing it was probably told by everybody else that it's not going to work.
Not going to work. No.
Right. So it's, you know, we've had to deal with that. And I think we have a little bit more empathy towards other agents because, you know, we've been talked down before in the past. Now nobody says shit to me because I'm they know it works.
That's right.
But, you know.
Okay, so this last one is it's probably where a good chunk of the money that you're going to make this year is going to come from, and it's boring stuff. The fifth thing that you can do for your business right now is boring stuff. And so this is the stuff that when you're busy, you got transactions on the go, new homes that are listing, all those sorts of things. What do? We forget about our CRM. We forget about, I know I'm getting, I've got two closings right now.
Oh, okay, hey, Brad.
I hope it's not such a fail.
Just tell people not to say that. Then I have two closings going on.
No, I mean, in 8 minutes, I've got to get keys to people.
Right.
Yeah. So like, they're like the but this boring, this boring stuff though, it's stuff like, okay, I've got 1,400 people in my database. When's the last time I sent them an email? Mm-hmm. And not last week I didn't send them an email, even though everyone was wondering what's going on. Like, there's an opportunity for people to lead at this time, to lead in some way, either lead with empathy, lead with kindness, lead as a leader in your community, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But now's the time to do the boring stuff. So there's agents out there that still don't do video that crush creatives that do video as real estate agents because they just do the boring stuff really, really well.
Well, I tell you right now, I mean, this is something that I try to do once a year, but obviously, I mean, I'm a video person. I'm not doing this all year long, is writing letters to clients. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of older school agents that have done it, that handwritten communication that is so boring. I mean,
yeah.
Ungodly boring to sit down and write all those. But doing that is a personal touch that, especially dealing with something like what we're dealing with, that stands out above everybody else. And if you're able to implement little things like that into your business, I mean, it's just going to set you further apart from everybody else.
Yeah. So if you're going to do something like that and you're like, well, how do I even, where do I begin? Maybe just begin with your past clients. Like that's where so many agents get a big source of their business is referrals. Now's the time to be talking at very minimum to your, to the people that you transacted with in the last 2 years, checking in on them. How's things going? Has anything changed in your life? Anything I can do? Just anything to follow up with, right? And those are like, in good times, we should be doing these things, right? So at this time that we actually, where we've kind of stopped so much, now's the time to be doing that boring stuff, getting our emails, touching our database with emails, even building simple automation systems, funnels, all that kind of stuff. Now's the time to kind of clean that up. And if you're someone like myself who does video, I'm trying to build systems around the creative work that we do. So I go to shoot a listing video. What's our system? Here's the equipment we bring. Here's the YouTube thumbnail. We got to get that shot. We've got to get an intro. We've got to get an outro. Like we're breaking it all down so we don't lose the mental calories when we get back into sort of full swing of things of trying to remember all this stuff that we've been trying to remember for the last year or so. So just really kind of building those systems around it.
Yeah, absolutely. The systems are so important to have those built because it, I mean, it, you talk about having consistency in your week. That has the consistency on a micro level with the project. You have the consistency that you're dealing with there.
So guys, I don't know about you guys, but if this is your, like everyone knows who Bob is, but did you guys all know that Bob was that systems oriented, that consistent, that much of a pro? Honestly, like when I met Bob in Vegas, I was kind of blown away because I think when people see my videos, they're like, ooh, Brad is precise and No. I'm kind of all over the map, late for every meeting, all that sort of stuff. So I, this is why I love working with you, Bob, because I'm excited about this. We're hoping to do this, what, every week?
We hope to. Every Monday at, you know, we have time to be determined. I don't want to set Brad to an actual time.
You can't set Brad to a time. No, listen, but that's the thing, guys. We're hoping to be back next week. We'd love to hear if you got any value from this. And if there's anything that you'd like us to be talking about based on like whether it's Bob's parody videos, where it's the listing videos that I do, whether it's just being consistent with community content. And even if you honestly, we'd appreciate you guys probably keeping us accountable, not just on doing the Bob and Brad show, but on some of the things that we're talking about. So next week, I think, Bob, let's report back. Let people know about how we did at least some, if not one piece of all those five things that we talked about, which was evergreen content, talking to your sphere, supporting local businesses, adapting your content, and five, that boring stuff.
Absolutely. And then hopefully next week I can have my backdrop to compete with yours a little bit better than my plain wall that I have right here.
I'm going to grow my beard out too. So this is, we're going to slowly become one man.
Okay, I like that. You're going to have to gain about 100 pounds.
Of muscle.
That's a, this is not muscle.
Looks good to me, brother. Looks good.
Wait, that's funny.
That was a little bit, speaking tone deaf. Anyway. All right, buddy. Great seeing you, man.
Yeah, we'll great seeing you as well. And hopefully we can continue to have these conversations every week.
You bet, brother.